You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City, and that means it's time for a Star Tournament leaderboard update. Real quick, Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division. We have one confirmed. Actually, two caught, but one pending polygraph, but Red Tag number 1803, Gary Merchant of Houston, Texas. He's got a tagged red. That's for the boat, truck, motor, trailer, package, everything. Haney boat, Ford truck, name it. Big time catch. And then in the blue tag division, that's for the transport boat, Mercury Coastline package. Got four tagged reds now. Steve Isaacs, Mitchell Mays, Robbie Pratt, and Brian Cook. So that's pretty cool. And looking at Sheephead, still leading. Enrique Rangel, 9 pounds, 9 ounces. Gafftop, 6 pounds, 1 ounce. Justin Morrison of Lumberton. And the Black Drum, 11 pounds, 10 ounces. Caught by Sue Lee of League City. So one offshore fish weighed in, and that was a ling, a cobia, by Danielle Greenwald. 56 pounds, 15 ounces. Only offshore fish weighed in so far. So be sure to sign up. Just go to startournament.org before you go fishing. You just never know. One bite could change everything for you. All right, let's run over to Venice, Louisiana now. Let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. What's going on in your world?
Oh, dude. it's a little tough fishing over here right now.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, we've got these incoming tide every morning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we was on a 2-foot swing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it's a smoker.
Yeah. It's running so hard when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's a grind, I'm going to tell you right now. There was probably... There's probably 25 boats that went west yesterday, me included. And I mean, we wasn't on top of one another. We just, you know, all over there around Empire.
Yeah.
And I mean, I actually turned the radio off because I didn't want my customers to hear about all these blues that was getting sung yesterday morning, because it was, there was one boat that had 15 fish when everybody finally give up.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, it just... And, you know, we can't figure out other than it's just the current so strong. You know, and I sit there watching my machine. You know, we hit high tide at like 9:05 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And at around 8:30, I looked at it, and we had 1/10 left. 0.001 left to hit high tide.
Huh.
And I went, this machine's lying or something. Well, all of a sudden, it went slack. And then I moved to a spot I really liked and pulled up there, and it was just dead slack. And all of a sudden, it turned back on. And, I mean, you couldn't even keep a bait where you needed to keep it. It went so hard for that last one little tenth that I went, wow, you know, I'm just...
Was your wind crazy down?
Oh, no, we had wind.
Okay.
But we had an east wind.
Yeah.
And that water was pushing east.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to push it. That last little push it made was unbelievable. I mean, the radio just blew up about, man, we're supposed to be at the top of the tide, and here it is pushing so hard that you can't even fish. So I said, well, man, it'll turn around now. We'll have it a little slow trickle going out. And I mean, it turned around within 30 minutes, and I went, this is crazy. You know, I said, the wind's helping, and I know,
mm-hmm.
but it just, and the bait wouldn't do nothing, and I don't know. It was just a weird
just day. One of them days.
That's one of them days.
That's what Tuesday was for me and him. And I mean, we caught some fish, but I mean, we had to,
we caught
nothing
fish.
Easy about it.
No, and it's the same thing with us. And, you know, the only thing that saved the day is I had a young lady pushing 70 years old on the boat. And
young 70-year-olds?
Yeah, second cast yesterday tied into a redfish, a bull red,
uh-oh,
top of the marsh. Yeah, and that's what she really wants now, son. Her son's with her, and mm-hmm. it was Scott Clary and his mom. And,
oh, okay.
And, you know, me and him trying to catch him trout, and she won't catch big bull red. And
right.
Caught only 50 inches.
50 inches. Man, what a beast.
I'm talking about a toad.
That's nasty.
It was nasty, but it was pretty once we got him on the boat. And so right. it really saved the day because it was all about her.
Yeah.
You know, because she didn't want to sit up there and pop no cork trying to catch no trout, so.
70 years old and fought in a 50-inch bull. That's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. But that was right off the bat.
Yeah.
That was right off the bat, you know. So the rest of the day was just, man. You know who Ron Price is?
Uh-huh.
He's got one of the big lodges down here. He's a cool cat. And loves to talk on that radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been catching them for the last 2 or 3 days out there on the beach. And I could see him. And he'd go somewhere, he'd come back. He'd go somewhere and come back to that same spot. And finally, it was about, I don't know, 10 o'clock. He said, I'm telling you now, guys, I'm throwing the towel in. I quit. He left her. I don't know where he went. But it was just one of them days. Yeah. Now, the catfish, they bit. That's me. Man, I pulled up on
the slimy can?
Yeah, them old big gaff top.
I didn't want to say the G word, but hey, it came out.
Well, it was, yeah. And that's weird. They was biting, but, you know, them trout wouldn't bite and croakers didn't bite. It's just, and I caught a hardhead yesterday. It was all gaff top. I pulled up on one of the last reefs we hit. I pulled up on it, and I mean, it was no, it's an old camp. It's got a lot of pilings and stuff around it that Karina took out. But all that shells there, and there's oysters there and everything. And I pulled up there, and the very first cast I threw out there went under, and I mean, the line just ripped. I said, here you go, ma'am. Here's another bull red for you. I mean, I thought it was shark probably or jack, which I ain't caught jack yet this year, but I mean, it just, the line went left ripping. like, you know, knife in the water, just cut and cross. I handed the rod to her. I said, set into this one. This is, here's a good one. She set into it, and I mean, he's pulling drag and everything else, and she fought it and fought it and fought it and kind of got the bag, getting it close to the boat. And I said, here, let me help you out. Because it's fixed getting the power pole. I said, let me help you out on that deal. And I got a hold of it, and it made another big run. And I said, here, take it back. She said, no, I'm tired. I can't fight this fish. I said, all right, well, I just bowed into it and, you know, wanted to either break off or get it to the boat. And I got it close to the boat that come up, and it was about a, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 pounds. It's not rocket.
Wow.
Foul hooked in the tail.
Oh, Lord. No wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he made that big run on me when I hooked up to it. So, one of them days.
It's hard to do anything with them when you can't turn their head.
No, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and that's, big gaff top, he's going to tug on you.
That's a strong fish.
He's very strong, especially when you got that current with.
Well, he's got a forked tail, split tail, man, like a jack. Yep. They can swim.
Yep. They can swim. So, and what did you say a while ago? It's a 9-pound gaff top?
Oh, no. Leading. It's, I think the big one over here right now is a 6'1".
Oh.
That's in the adult division. There's one kid here, Hunter Morrison, has a 5'10". And then another kid, Cohen Fakeney, has a 5'10". So that's three right at 6 pounds. I mean, that's all head.
I mean, yeah, it's all head.
The head weighs about 3 pounds, I'm sure. They got some melon heads on them, man.
Yep.
Long, powerful bodies.
Yeah. You said there was a 56-pound ling?
Yeah.
Wow.
56-15.
That'll be hard to beat.
I think somebody's going to bust one about 75 or 80 this year.
You think?
If they can ever get out there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm well, sure that's true, too. You know, I
ain't nothing picked over right now. Those fish, are, they're just waiting to die.
Yesterday morning, I think it was maybe 4 offshore boats left out yesterday morning, and I'm going, that's them, not me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for me to run the Empire, I have to come out of Red Pass and hit the Gulf. And that swell was
pretty big, huh?
Yeah, probably 5 foot.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and that's, and I told Scott and Mom, I said, look, we're just going to slow roll across here so I can get out of it, you know, and get over and get behind the beach. And, it laid down a little bit towards him, but not enough. I mean, that outgoing tide started helping knock it back, but I'm glad I'm not offshore. It's like all them inshore boats, be young captain doing that snapper deal now. You know, I didn't see none of them come in with no snapper yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, that's what's going on in my world. It's just, is y'all's tide the same?
Yeah. we're not fishing any narrow areas where it's real. Well, there was a couple of spots Tuesday where the tide was running pretty good. You know, that we were trying to, you know, our tide moves with that east wind on the incoming, and it was, man, you were drifting like 1.5 knots, you know, trying to keep up with your bait and feel the bite and all that. And
yeah, but, that's what I'm talking about right there.
But we just found areas that the tide wasn't running so strong. and fish kind of stale areas, and that's where we caught our fish.
Yeah. So I've done that too. I mean, I tried to get in stale areas yesterday, and the porpoises were so thick in that
oh boy.
It was crazy. Yeah. Well,
you know, they were there because them fish were there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was sitting on one little point over there off Empire Channel that the tide wasn't affecting at all. I mean, there was no movement. It just it couldn't be there. And man, them finger mullet was wadded up in there. And I probably had 50 moms, sons, or daughters around my boat. And they was, you know, trying to train them babies.
Right.
And it was, it was just fun to sit there watching. But you could cast up on that point, and you'd catch six to eight inch redfish ever cast.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and, you know, they said, this is cool. Let's sit here and catch them for a while. I said, all right, y'all get after them. I just put my rod down and let them catch them. And they brought one in there finally. And they was one of them dolphins or pup next to the boat right there just showing out. And I took that little redfish off, and I throwed him out there in the middle of them, and it was crazy. They just went
feed nuts the local wildlife.
Yeah, feeding the wildlife.
Boy. All right, Mike. Well, hey, man. Give them a number. Well, somebody wants to get over there, buddy.
Yeah, before we go and do that, I got a phone call that it was time for Jeff Coates to get off the radio and let somebody else have it.
That was
you saw it?
Keyboard trash talking. I made one little reply on there, and I don't even worry about it, man. It's all good. Just ignore it. That's what they want to do, stir everybody up.
Yeah, well, that's how they feel. They said nobody wants to hear about Venice and all that. So, anyhow, give me a call.
Yeah, lots of listeners do. They like to hear about it and come over there and fish.
I know. Anyhow, just wanted to put it out there because if he's listening to it, go for it, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem. You need the spot. Get up every morning at 5 o'clock and be sure you're ready to go.
So, yeah, and give me a good, honest, thorough report like all you guys do. I mean, that's y'all are tried and true. That's why I stick with you, because I can trust you. And I personally know you. Seasoned vets. That's the way we roll here, buddy.
Bob Senior. I go back to Bob Senior. So, anyhow.
Yeah, I do, too. He used to wake me up at 4 o'clock every morning. I was the first one, remember?
That was an alarm clock.
That was my alarm clock, exactly right.
Yeah, because you could hear that phone ring. You might not hear these old cell phones. They're kind of quiet on that.
I heard that.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376.
Later, dude. Well, Mike, keep on keeping on, buddy.
Later.
See you, man. Well, you know, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that's running all summer long, folks. It'll run all the way through Labor Day. So if you're going fishing, man, fishing's good. A lot of people are catching fish, and you never know when your shot at a winning fish comes. It just comes. And you can't win if you don't enter. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million and prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish. They're swimming around in inshore waters on the Texas coast. And you can fish for great prizes for other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org or call 713-626-4222. Get signed up today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:23 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town Way, check in with Captain James Plogg this morning, Mr. Night Moves. What's up, James?
Yo, Mac, what's up, buddy?
Night Moves.
I like that. It makes me laugh. There goes Kenny.
Kenny.
Where y'all going? Early Burden. I see that.
Early Burden. Got to get that worm.
Oh, man. Nothing, dude. It's been pretty good. But y'all was saying a minute ago, you were talking about something. Back when you started fishing deep, because there were so many people wade fishing, you figured right. All that stuff out on the channel and all that stuff. I just went backwards. I just went back to doing what we used to do because there's so many people fishing out of the boat. So I just went back wade fishing again,
right?
Like we used to. But it's been good, Mickey. It ain't. Yesterday was probably the best day.
Yeah.
And we got caught in that storm. That wasn't too good.
Uh oh. You didn't make it in time.
Hell no. Dude, we were standing in them, and I mean, we're scorching them. It's as fast as you can catch them. I went somewhere and we got real early, same old deal. And I said, man, there's a bunch of them here. I was trying to kill two birds with one stone. I got greedy. And we didn't catch anything there, man. I had like three bites. I caught one. David and them didn't catch nothing. I stayed about 7:15. I said, man, let's
go. That wouldn't be David Carroll, would it?
Yeah, David.
Oh, Captain Clicker.
Clicker. So
Clicker man.
We move and we get out. Well, David gets out with me. Chuck gets out. He goes behind the bow. And I said, Chuck, there's nothing back there, dude. If they're here, they're right here. And then Danny, my other guy, he's in the boat. Like, we're all, like, nobody doing anything. Hey, dude, and I walked into him. It's as fast as you can catch him. Well, David hooks a fish. I don't think it was any good. I think it was small. And something happened. He's throwing the fish back. I don't know if the bottlenose ate the fish that was still on the hook, but the bottlenose got him. And it was a total zing pound about 2 seconds. He's got no lad. I said, well, that's a first. I ain't
zing pow on a bottlenose?
Dude, like, you, I mean, like a snap of your fingers, he's got no lad. He's done. So now I got a guy behind the boat, I got a guy in the boat, and a guy with no line. And I went, hell with it, man. They're biting. I was sitting there beating on them, dude. And we finally get everybody going. David gets another rod, blah, 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 blah. I see the storm, but there ain't no way I'm leaving. And anyway, I was trying to catch 30, and we didn't. We caught 29. And then David was worrying about that lightning. How about that lightning? I said, man, there's a lot of stuff for it to strike besides us. But anyway, he didn't have no slicker. We left that morning. He forgot his slicker. I said, man, you ain't going to need no slicker. Hey, so I pulled in there to pick him up, and I had my slicker on. I said, man, you ought to get you one of these slickers. It's nice when it's raining.
Yeah, that's when you want them. Hey, the other morning when I went with him, and listen to this. I was backing out, and I was leaving early, man. I'm going, God, I can't believe I'm leaving this early to go fishing. And I said, oh, man, I need a slicker because I can see a little lightning back to the east. And I jumped out of my truck, went in the tackle room, got my Sims, threw it in the truck. Well, I didn't throw it in the truck. I laid it on the back on the side
my toolbox.
And because I forgot something else, and I went back in there to get it, and I came back out and forgot about the slicker and took off down the road, and I got about halfway to him, and I go, oh, my gosh, I left my Sims jacket on my truck, and it blew off. Well,
it didn't blow in the bed. You're not that lucky.
It didn't blow in the bed. Wading boots were still in there, but the slicker wasn't in there with them. But anyway,
dude,
I get down there, and I told him, and I said, man, I can't believe I forgot my slicker. I let it blow off my truck. I just lost a big-time wading jacket. He said, oh, I got one. It'll fit you. He said, what do you wear? I said, I wear a double XL. He said, well, I got an XL. And he gave it to me, and I put it on. I said, well, it fits. I can't believe it. They mismarked this one or something. It fits like my double X. But long story short, I get back home, and one of my neighbors was driving his side-by-side down the side of the road and saw it laying there, and he picked it up and it had my name inside of it, and he brought it to me. How lucky is that?
Oh, man, that's cool. Hey, that's living right there, buddy. Hey, that's two good things. Number one, you've lost some weight because that one fit. They didn't mismark it, and you found your own one, so that's good.
And that saved me about $4.50.
No kid, man, that's sad. That's like that day I left my phone on the side of the boat. So I go get me another phone, and them dudes found it. But, you know, Mickey, if we don't leave or we just go wait that storm out, but it was a while. It took about an hour. You know what I mean? Hey, I couldn't even see it around the boat. I'm just chugging. You can't see nothing. It's a whiteout. And but I don't know how many we could have caught. It was like Friday. I mean, you're fixing to catch me. You fit to put a 50 spot on them easy. But the rest of the week, you know, you get your old pieces if you're killing anything, and you catch another 6 or 7. We catch like 15, and then everything fades, and then you got to move around.
Right.
Monday we hit a little old deal. I was fit to go home, and I just walked past the boat just jacking around, and I had a bite on the topwater, a little bitty old fish. Had another little old bitty bite. Man, these fish ain't no good. And then I throw out there, and I hook one about 19 inches. I said, well, there's a good one. Well, it got pretty good. And two of my guys, I couldn't even see him. And one of my guys was close to me. I said, come over here and put a topwater on, man. And we probably had, hell, I don't know, Mickey, probably 40, 50 bites. We didn't catch very many. I think we caught 10.
Yeah.
And some little ones. But that was pretty good. So, you know, we caught 30. And then Tuesday, same deal. Started out. They got little. I only think we caught one on topwater right there. I think we caught maybe 12 or 13, and they got small, and then the bottlenose got me, and it wasn't that good.
Oh, boy.
And then I went and checked some other stuff. Wasn't no good. So then I went to the east, and I said, man, let me check some of this. I went to look at something. It looked really good, but we only caught two. one on the top water, one on the tail.
Yeah, Tuesday was slow for me and Steve. I mean, we caught it was slow.
It was one of my tougher days, but I was already over there. I said, man, I'm going to get out right here. and the water's terrible. It's hot. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for catching nothing. Well, one of my guys, he gets out. He's just standing behind a boat jacking around, and he catches a trout. A nice one, about 18, 19 inches. Well, one in here. And I went to this one point, didn't get nothing. I sent Cody to the other side. Well, he really didn't go right where I wanted him. He was kind of in there, kind of shallow. I said, man, let me walk over there. So I walked over there because I kind of know, you know, where you need to throw. About my second cast, I caught a little, like a 13-inch trout. I said, well, there's one here. I threw back out there. Boom, I catch one like 3 pounds. I said, man, I don't know about this. But buddy, they got to going. I was telling Hillman this last night, and it's terrible. There's no bait. The water's nasty. It's terrible. No sharks, but there was gars, and we just drove away from them. We catch, man, I think we caught like 14 right there.
Yeah.
And while I went to pick them up, I said, man, let's get out of here. And they were still catching them. So that was kind of lucky. If I wouldn't have been there, I'd have never got out right there because it looked just absolutely horrible.
That's it.
Now you can see Mickey about 3 inches in the water. But I
that
think
is nasty.
It's terrible. But I think what it is, it's kind of like what happened last year. I think you got a little bit of a stack up.
It's oh, there's no doubt. I mean, that river's running 63,000 right now, and the lake's still almost 2 foot above pool. It's coming.
Oh, Mickey, it's terrible. I mean, the whole East Bay is trashed. I mean, I just went over there to look at one thing.
Right.
I wasn't going any further back. But and Hillman asked me back last night about a place, and I said, man, dude, I think they're there. I said, you know, when that water's 86 degrees where I was fishing, I just got no interest in fishing there. My brain, I don't think anything's there. Well, hell, if they weren't. And I'm like, it was pretty good, so I don't know where he was going to go.
Well, it's just trial and error fishing right now. You just got to make a few casts. You get bit, hey, they're here. If you don't get bit, yeah. Move on, man. That's fishing.
Yeah, it's just spots. But I think you're going to go back over there and do what y'all did where all them slicks were at.
Yeah.
But Tuesday, I mean, even though we caught them because we got lucky, it was the worst bite day. It was the hardest.
But I had a good time, man. It makes me want to just sell my boat and just book you guys and not
hey,
even worry about
it. Hey, just go with us, man.
Go
hey,
with y'all.
You know what's cool about it? When we
I love that first-class treatment. Hillman's trying to treat me like a customer. I said, man, I can get my fish off. No, I got it, Captain. I got it. I'll take care of
hey,
it.
Hey, that's what we do for you. Hey, man, as much as
I
you
know it.
Me in my lifetime, I can take your old fish off.
I've done a lot, my David. I ain't never had anybody taking my fish off for me.
I wish y'all would have went back there and checked that deal where I took you and Wayne. I just kind of gave up.
We did not. That's your hole. We don't go there. We ain't going
nah,
in
ain't
there.
No,
it don't
no
matter.
Hole.
Hey, we fished it out. It was fun. It was good to get away. Well, look, man, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, James, throw them out some info how they can get a hold of you.
All right, Mick, 497-717-7306. Hey, and I'm just a run out of trips, which is okay.
It won't be long. Maybe it's poon season coming up.
Yeah, if it'll calm down, but maybe you and I, maybe Kenny or Hillman or something, we'll all get together and go fishing one day.
Hey, if you got an extra spot, call me. I have rod, we'll travel, son.
What Jack Conway used to tell us? Hey, what was that saying? Just call me big boy, or just call me.
Hey, oh, call me that? Fat boy, but call me.
Just call me.
Call me fat boy, but call me.
But call me. I do. We'll holler at you.
Later, man. All right. All right, that's Captain Plog down in G-Town. Well, Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. They have them on display there at the store, all their different size bottles, regulators, diffusers. They've got it all even refill for you right there at the store. And if you need more info, you can call Jason at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp that they sell there, no farm-raised at Boyd's. If you're looking for the big 9-12s, 15-18, whatever count, they've got them. great pricing, great availability, and nothing beats the service and quality at Boyd's One Stop. And crawfish season is kind of winding down, but they've still got a few. Just check in advance and see if you can get you a sack or two for your next boil, or you can pick some up at the Cajun Grill. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 538 here in the Bayou City. Let's go down to G-Town now. Check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Well, not a lot. You got a birthday this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The big 3-0, man. It came quick.
Golly, I wish I could go back.
Be 30
again and know what I know now? Jeez.
Dude, that's a lot of knowledge. That's a lot of knowledge you got, brother.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of different decisions made along the way, too.
Well, you know, I mean, that's life, man. I feel the same way. I was like, dang, man. From 20 to 30 seemed like a blink, you know, and
Just wait, man. Hey, 60 to 70, it's like snap your fingers, boom. It's What happened?
Well, I tell you what, if I could never go through the rain I had to drive through yesterday coming back God. In, that would be fantastic. That, buddy, we got smoked, buddy. I'm talking about smoked 5,000. We were keeping an eye on it, man. We broke out in the morning. We caught two real nice trout. And then ended up in the channel. Everything was kind of forming around, and man, we were just like right in the middle of all this stuff. Ended up catching this giant sheep head, a drum, another trout, and then, man, I tell you what, at about 9 a.m., that wall was coming from the jetty system. And, I mean, by the time we pulled anchor and looked back, it was probably a football field behind the motors, just a wall. Just white, solid white wall. Couldn't see anything.
That's what James called it a while ago, a whiteout.
Dude, it was a whiteout, man. So we turned into Offutt's, and that storm had basically beat us into Offutt's, man. I'll post a video on the Sickos page, dude. I had to stop the boat because I told my deckhand, I said, I think it's hailing. I stopped the boat right there in the middle of Offutt's and slowed down. I said, oh, I guess it isn't hail, but man, it felt
big raindrops.
I tell you what,
feels
it felt like
hail, though.
Yeah, man. I thought it was daggum hailing on us. It was crazy. So we went out and came back in three times yesterday with the same group, you know, just trying to grind it out. And I mean, it was insane, but we stuck it out in there, man. It seemed like every time we got on some fish yesterday, it was time to pack up and move before, you know, the next storm hit. So it was definitely a grind, but we grinded out a nice box. And man, this morning, you know, there's so many pop-up showers that's been happening over the last couple days, which I'm not a super fan of, but this morning we're supposed to be going offshore. I think that buoy is showing like 3 foot at 6 seconds or somewhere around there, which is not super nice but doable, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that's the game plan, man. I got some kiddos on the boat. I got 2 quarts of shrimp and some light tackle rods. You know, if we break that jetties and they look at us and say there's no way in heck we're going, you know, then we'll be able to at least turn around, make a morning out of it, you know. And so that's kind of the idea for today, is if we can get out there and catch our snapper and find some other fish, that's the ultimate goal. But, man, with how things have been, you know, you just – I don't know.
Yeah, it's too iffy. You just don't know.
Yeah, it's too iffy. That's right. So we got everything, man. I got live shrimp, cigar minnows, squid, shad, mullet. I mean – if it's a fish and it's swimming, we're going to try to catch it today.
Well, there's a few little showers out there, nothing red in them. You know, one little shower has a little bit of yellow in it in the middle, but it's
little
buckshot looking deals. But most of the rain in the Gulf is down on the mid coast and lower coast, moving inland. So
yeah, and that's kind of what I saw too, Nicky, and I'm. Man, if it stays like that and, you know, we can power through, I don't got to get there super quick. I just got to get there, you know?
Yeah.
So if I can get there and...
Well, these are the kind you can run around, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I think that Freeport buoy was showing 3'6" at 6 seconds, which is closer to 4 foot. That's big. That's pretty big, buddy. But I do see that wind dropping down to like 4 or 5 miles an hour from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
By like 7 a.m., you know, out offshore. So, I don't know. I think we'll end up somewhere around the 3 foot at 6 second mark, you know.
That'd be nice. So, I know it has come down at the 22-mile buoy. It's 7 to 9 now. It was, when I went on there, it was like 11 to 14, something like that.
Okay.
So it has come down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming down.
They're showing 2.3 with a 6 second period at the 20-mile buoy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's what I'm showing right now on El Dorado weather.
Really?
Yeah.
2.3 at the 20-mile buoy.
2.3 at 6 seconds at the.
That's a cakewalk.
42.035.
Bingo. Okay. 42.035. Perfect.
Yeah, that's.
2.3
with a period of 6.
Hey, man, I am seeing the 22-mile buoy. Yeah, shoot. I'll take that, buddy.
Sure you will.
I'll take that.
Compared to what it has been. I'd rather see 1 feet with a period of 10 seconds. That'd be real nice. But.
Well, shoot. You see that, and I'll be sayonara-ing for 3 days. I'll be back long after my birthday.
I heard
that. We're gone,
that.
Buddy.
We out of here, man. We're not ever coming back.
No.
Not till the wind gets up.
Oh, man, Mickey. Hey, we've been catching some Spanish mackerel, seeing a bunch of mackerel at the jetty system, which is a great sign. Great sign. I think we caught 8 yesterday between me and Shane that were out. And, you know, and trout up and down the jetties. So, you know, it's just it's happening out here, man. The water's right. If we can get away from this rain long enough, the bite is on fire. So, you know, we're not upset about it. I promise you that.
And just scroll through Facebook. It's on fire, folks.
It's on fire, buddy. Get on out here.
Everybody's catching them. All right, man. Well, I'm
going
to let you get on fire and get baited up and hooked up and head to the Wild Blue Yonder. If somebody wants to call you, Sharky, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Absolutely, man. We'd love to have you guys come out, make some memories with us. You can hop on our website, outcastfishingwithnog.charters.com. Check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability. If that's too difficult to write down and you're listening, just hop on Google. Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston, and we'll pop right up, man. We'd love to have you guys make some memories, come out, get hooked up. It's going to be a blast.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, good luck to you. Be safe.
Thanks, brother, man. I'll shoot you some photos if we get on anything crazy out there.
I need some fresh ones. Need some fresh photos.
All right, buddy. You got it.
Thank you, Sharky. See you, buddy.
See you, bud.
All right, later. All right. Sharky Marquez down at Outcast Charters. Now let's run up to the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn Reservoir, and let's talk to old Randy Dearman this morning. Hey, Randy, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning there, Captain Bick. Oh, man, it's just hot.
Yeah,
it's hot. Fishing slowed a little. I don't know. If it's just all the water running through the lake night now. They've had so much rain, you know. They're.
I know it. Them old crappie, they don't like that current too much. I've heard that from you and a lot of other freshwater experts. You know, when all that water's exchanging through the lake like that, they just, it kind of kills a bite for some reason.
I don't know what's going on. It's hot, but heck,
the water's running and it's hot right now.
Yeah. it's hard to stay out there, I tell you.
I saw a funny one. Somebody posted on Facebook. Yeah, she said, I said, I saw a bird pick up a worm and he blew on it before he ate it. It's so hot outside.
It's that way. You got to goddamn keep the dang top of the winter bucket closed or they'll ball.
I promise you. What are those little live wells you have? What brand are those?
They're Ingalls.
Yeah, Ingalls. Those are neat.
Yeah.
The aerator and everything. The way you set it up in your boat, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I bass fished yesterday morning.
Did you?
I just went out there and I caught a 4-pounder and a 6-pounder. I was there, you know, I mean, it was just daylight.
Right.
And I caught them deep on a big 10-inch worm.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I moved around. I didn't catch 6-7 more fish. And part of them were Kentucky spotted bass.
The old Kentuckys.
But,
man, you like them big old worms this time of year, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Give them something.
How do you rig those?
Just Texas rig it, you know, just through the head, about an eighth of an inch back, bury the hook up in it.
Right.
I always shove it all the way through and then pull it back out where, you know, when you do set the hook, it'll come on through easier.
What size hook are you using on those 10-inch worms?
I'm using a 5-aught.
Five, okay.
Yeah. Wow. But throwing a half-ounce weight on it, just Texas rig.
Just a bullet weight?
That's it.
There you go.
Pegging against it, though, where I you know, a lot of times.
Well, you just put a toothpick in there and break it off?
I use these little, I call them bobber stoppers.
Yeah, you know, okay. Yeah,
you put on your line.
I'm thinking old school. We always stuck a toothpick in there and broke it off where it wouldn't slide on the line.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Old Texas rig for a Texas boy.
There you go.
I seen your old brother, Randy, put up some dead fish on Facebook yesterday. He must have went fishing yesterday morning.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He said that he went, him and somebody went and said they had a limit, you know, real quick.
Well, it's pretty easy to do when you can only keep three.
Yeah. Boy, that's
I never thought I'd ever see a trout limit's less than a bass limit.
Mickey, when we were young growing up, I mean, you go out there by yourself. If you didn't catch 150, you go to 200 trout.
I know it, man.
Something was wrong.
No limits.
And there was plenty of them.
Yep.
But you know one thing that there wasn't? Was many people. You could be sitting there, even if the birds are working around you or something, you know.
You'd have them all to yourself.
Yeah, a boat would hit, go way out around you, you know. Yeah. It ain't like that now. If they even see a pole bit.
Hey, if they just see you stop in the middle of the bay somewhere, they're going to pull in and bird dog you.
Yeah.
I mean, you see that a lot with them fishing them brush piles, man. That's
I get so disgusted. I go out there. The other day, I went and built three brand new ones. And first day I go out there, there's a boat sitting on one of them already.
I knocked you off, man. You hooked him up, made him a fishing hole. All right, Randy. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come up to Rayburn, do some bass fishing or crappie fishing, give them a number so they can reach you, man.
936-328-0864. Have a good gap, Beck.
Randy, thanks for the report. I'll talk to you next week. You be safe, buddy.
Stay cool.
I'm going to try. Later. All right, that's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, though, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. they can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.